Page 64. Listening. A. I is describing some Japanese things to Kimo. Listen to her descriptions and try to guess what each thing is. Use 6 of the 8 words in the box to fill in the circles. Next, compare your answers with a partner.
I, could you help me? I don't know what these things are.
Sure, no problem.
What's number 1?
These are streamers in the shape of carp that families hang outside their homes to bring their children good luck.
Carp? Why carp?
Well, it's a strong fish that can swim upstream, so it represents a strong will that can overcome obstacles.
I see. What's number 2?
Japanese believe that certain food combinations are bad for you. For example, you shouldn't eat tempura and watermelon together. Another bad combination is eel and umeboshi.
Really? I didn't know that. What's number 3?
Oh, this is like a doll with no arms or legs. It's usually painted red, except for the face. It's considered a good luck charm. When you buy one, it has no eyes. You paint in one eye and make a wish. Then if your wish comes true, you paint in the other eye.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen those in souvenir shops. How about number 4?
Well, you know when you visit a shrine, sometimes you see statues of lions that are positioned on both sides of the entrance. They're supposed to protect the place from evil spirits. One of the lions has its mouth open and the other one has its mouth closed.
Yeah, I remember seeing statues like those. I was wondering about that. Okay, 2 more. What's number 5?
This is a great way to keep warm and keep your electric bills lower in winter. It's a low table that's covered with a thick quilt. A heater is attached to the underside of the table. It doesn't warm the entire room, but it can keep your legs warm, and that's enough to make your whole body feel warm.
I'd like to get one of those. Okay, last one. Number 6.
This is a Japanese storytelling method that uses large color pictures. Candy sellers used to travel from neighborhood to neighborhood on bicycle. The candy seller would clap 2 pieces of wood together to let children know that he had come. Then he would sell his candy and tell his story using his picture cards.
I've never seen such a person.
Yeah, that's because they disappeared when television became popular. But this storytelling method is still used in kindergarten classes and libraries.
I see. Okay, thanks for your help, I.